Mr. Chairman, distinguished High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to commend the High Commissioner for Refugees, Señor Antonio Guterres, for his brilliant statement. It articulates the strategic vision for the year ahead and the key displacement challenges facing his office and the international community as a whole. Mozambique wholeheartedly thanks him for his excellent leadership at the helm of the organization during his mandate. I align my statement to that delivered by the African group in an expression of solidarity to fellow countries represented in the general debate. Mr. Chair, for three reasons, this is a particularly important week after the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development at the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly. The agenda envisages safe, orderly, and responsible mobility. Secondly, the international community has lately been witnessing unprecedented mixed movement of refugees and migrants, in particular to Western Europe. And thirdly, conflicts and persecution have forced more people to seek human security away from their home countries. Mozambique has a long history of hosting refugees. In the turbulent times of Southern Africa seeking self-determination in the mid-70s, Mozambique had around 350,000 refugees. But today, there's an estimated 20,900. You will appreciate, Mr. Chair, that this statistic can quickly change depending on global politics. And it is indeed disturbing that the number of people of concern to UNHCR has reached a record of 59.5 million, the highest figure since World War II. As this happens, the funding for humanitarian operations is shrinking, rendering some programs difficult, if not impossible, to implement. As a result of such insufficiency of resources, funding for UNHCR's emergency appeals for Africa fell short by 30% of the estimated requirements. Apart from this phenomena, durable solutions have stalled. The number of refugees who were able to return to their home countries fell sharply to the lowest in three decades. And in this context, conflicts and protracted refugee situations means that millions of people remain on the move. We thus believe that the dramatic growth in the number of refugees seeking safety through dangerous sea journeys, including in the Mediterranean, in the Gulf of Aden and Red Sea, and in seas in Southeast Asia, deserve the utmost attention of the international community. In addressing these crises, we should link humanitarian efforts to the development dimension as a strategy to deal with push factors such as poverty, lack of livelihood, and deprivation. We must redouble efforts to facilitate the safe, orderly, and responsible mobility of people envisaged in the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development if we are to be effectively encountered in the massive movement of people. Mr. Chair, my delegation views with great concern the food ration cuts for refugees in Africa. We therefore welcome the food security campaign undertaken by the UNHCR and the World Food Programme. We urge both organizations and other relevant partners to redouble their efforts so as to avoid cuts in food rations as we endeavor to guarantee a minimum life of safety and dignity for refugees. We also encourage the UNHCR and its partners in the efforts of identifying new and alternative sources of funding. Mr. Chair, we thank all UNHCR partners for their untiring support in the implementation of the mandate of the High Commissioner. We commend the refugee hosting countries around the world for their solidarity and hospitality. The latest flow of refugees to Europe has highlighted the value and importance of being a host country and the enormous responsibility it bears. To conclude, Mozambique pays special tribute to all UNHCR staff, particularly those working in difficult and dangerous duty stations. They are in the front line, risking their lives as they undertake the noble humanitarian work on behalf of all humankind. And I thank you, sir.